you feel like you guys were in almost control, but in really good shape until the turnover seemed to change everything?
I think that was a turning point in the game, but we still had plenty of time after that to be able to get things going. I mean, you know, that was a, you know, particularly the two turnovers, not just one, that was 7 points, but both of them. But we had more chances after that, but that was certainly a turning point in the game.
Eight non-defensive touchdown you guys have allowed. I mean, that's got to be, you know, just a killer, because it took momentum out of this game and all the other ones as well.
Yeah, I mean, turnovers happen for a lot of reasons. I mean, that one is really unfortunate because it's not a bad decision. It's not being careless. You know, it's just a slippery night and the ball slips out of his hand. And the one time it does, you know, we paid a penalty for it. You know, we had a good play call on there too. We had a good chance to really make a big play, but, you know, it doesn't matter. The turnovers, I mean, and we had gotten momentum in that game with a turnover on defense. You know, we had got turnover on the sack strip. So, obviously, you know, ball control and ball security was an issue, particularly in the first half. Second half, it sort of stopped snowing, and it got a little bit drier. But first half, turnovers certainly played a part on both sides.
How disappointing was it to go ahead and drive 7 points, 59 yards?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. You can call it whatever you want, but it was poor defense. You know, a situation in the game where we got a chance to go out and get a stop, and they just run the ball down our throat.
What did you see on the Aaron Rodgers long touchdown run?
Well, we were in a coverage that was susceptible to scramble. We had poor pass rush. We gave up contain, and then there's nobody there. We did a good job of getting them all covered, and the reason he was scrambling is because he had nowhere to go. But, you know, he's a very good scrambler, and once he got in the open field, he certainly made us pay for it.
How do you view a game tonight like Stafford had, where you looked great coming out and had you guys in control, but then there were the mistakes that happened and the interception and the fumble? How do you view it? Is it sort of how your offense and season has gone?
It's a loss. I mean, that's how we view it. You know, those two plays are important plays in the game, but they're not the play of the game. We have plenty of other chances. Mike talked about their chance to get them stopped when they run the ball every single play on the series. There's plenty of other opportunities that we had. You know, we got the ball fairly close at the end. The second week in a row, we have a chance to pin them back with a punt. We got a crappy punt, and they made us pay for that also. There's certainly more plays other than those two turnovers, but we have a lot of confidence in Matt. Matt's going to lead us to great things. He's going to lead us to wins. Didn't do it tonight.
Did they change their defense in the second half? You were running effectively, balanced effectively, and then I think it's 18 yards in the second half.
Yeah, I mean they made a concerted effort to stop the run. They started bringing a lot more run blitzes and packing line scrimmage. And there was a time that it was difficult to throw it outside. The wind was blowing and stuff like that. And you know, it's no excuse, but they certainly went. They changed plan to try to stop the run. We didn't take advantage of some chances in the pass game. We had a couple that were off our fingertips, and another couple chances that we have to be able to make.
There was a switch at one point, I think, in the fourth. You get like 3-down line. Can you explain why that was and what you were hoping?
Well, we have a lot of different packages. We had used that in the last game in a couple situations. It was 3rd-and-11. You know, just one of the calls we have in the game, we didn't get them stopped. Yeah, I mean, it's stuff that happens within a game. But you know, Brandon's certainly a key part of our game plan, and we had to do some adjusting when he went out of the game.
A couple of penalties that led to points. A celebration, that's a ruling call. All the time, and Sue 2 steps and then going down.
Yeah, Sue got held on that play. Penalty is no, there's no excuse for the celebration penalty. I mean, that's not very smart football.
Jim, is it safe to say that you just as easily could have won these last 4 games as lost?
Good. Say whatever you want. It's the way the NFL is. We didn't win them. And, you know, if we make the key plays, then we win. If we don't, then we don't win. And the Packers made the key plays tonight. you know, all across the board. They made a field goal that that made it a two-score game at the end. They ran the ball and got a touchdown to get the lead. They, you know, intercepted the ball. They scored on defense. They got a big third down conversion, you know, whatever it is. They made those plays we didn't. Every game's close in the NFL.
Couple more for Coach.
The penalty, or the penalty, did the hold affect him, make him push him, or what happened there?
Well, no, I mean, it was just before on that play. There's million plays and different things like that. I mean, that was a frustrating thing because, you know, he got tugged from behind. But, you know, I mean, if he's out of the pocket, they get a little bit more leeway. But in this case, obviously not that much.
You guys have a guaranteed losing record now after making the playoffs last year. What's going on in your opinion for 13 weeks?
We haven't made plays in the key situations. And like I said, the turnover certainly hurt in this game, but they also helped us on defense to get that one. But in the critical situations, we didn't get a defensive stop. We had a poor punt, and that's been our story.
Do you feel like your team is good enough that you should be winning more of these close games? Do you think you have the players to do it?
Yeah, if we didn't have confidence in our abilities to go out and play, I mean, what's the use of playing the game? We certainly have confidence in our abilities, and you know, we're going to keep on working for it.